You could see where that name would kind of come from.
What color were they?
Well, they take on the coloration of whatever they feed on and wherever they are.
No, are these flies or?
No, well, they live a good deal on grass. I know at haying time when we cut hay, they're much thicker. They come in. You see lots more of them because they come on that. When we used to stack the loose hay, they were always thick in that.
How big are they?
Oh, some of them were got that long.
My goodness. How many wings do they have?
Four, I believe. They have a kind of a double wing when they open it out. Now, they don't fly much. They seem to use those wings to lift them, but they do more or less jumping with it. I don't know. They quite often be several on that porch screen out there when this weather's lifting. That makes me think about the weather. There's some people have bees out on the earliest place. I don't know if they mentioned it or not.
No.
They have a good many hives out there of bees that get from the alfalfa and the different wildflowers in the pasture. And I think there's some kind of a honey that's on the tree leaves too that they get. Anyway, Ms. Lewis, some people who own the hives came out there yesterday afternoon to check on them. And Doris went down with her where the hives were located. And she said to when they got inside of them, Ms. Lewis said, "Oh my, they're so restless today. I hate to work with them." And then that's a state of turmoil. And Doris said she put her clamps on her Levi's around her ankles, clamped them down over her shoe tops, and put on her hat and her veil and her gloves and everything and went down there. And Doris stayed in the pickup, but as she got away from the pickup a little way, she called after Doris and said, "You roll your windows up because they're everywhere. Some of them may be coming in the pickup." Doris rolled her pickup windows up, but she said there was one already in there and bit her on the back of the neck. Anyway, when Ms. Lewis came back, she said, "Have you heard the weather today?" And Doris said, "Not since this morning. They say there's a cold wave coming in tomorrow," say that day this afternoon, "and possibly rain." And she said, "Well, we'll get rain before morning or a change in the weather. It'll either be cold," said they, "are too excited to not portend a train on changing the weather." And she said they have killed three of their queens. And I've had to put in three new queens in the hives. And she said that's once in a while you'll find one, just very rarely more than one. And I don't know whenever we've had three at one time in one colony, you know, of hives. They have colonies scattered all over the country around about. So the bees are always have portended weather changes for their activities. That's an old folklore. You remember James Whitcomb Riley's?
If three means a severe change, they certainly didn't tell us, didn't they?
Telling the bees about a death in the family. I always thought that was rather sweet thing.
Do you have other stinging insects around here?
Oh, wasps.
What kinds do you have?
Well, I don't know the kind of them. These are a yellow wasp. They're not what you call a yellow jacket. But they really can sting me and lay me out. I
Are they just all yellow? Or?
Yes, pretty well. Well, I have some black on.